You're on 5MU with the best songs of all time. Now it's time for some fun facts about our scaly, slithery and often misunderstood friends, reptiles. Nadia Kuzner from Radical Reptiles joins me ahead of some demonstrations she's doing at the Yankalilla show tomorrow. Hey Nadia, how are you?
Hi Jenny, good thank you. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Now let's start with some rapid fire fun facts about reptiles. How many species of reptiles are there in the world?
The planet has about 11,500 species of reptiles.
Wow.
Yes, and Australia is home to the largest reptile population. So
All right.
We're very, very fortunate, yes.
Do you know roughly how many species we have here?
In Australia, about 870 species, give or take.
Yeah.
So, yes, there are some that we haven't discovered yet, I'm sure. And, of course, there are some that we are losing.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Hey, a reptile is really cold-blooded, as everyone says.
It doesn't necessarily mean that their blood is cold. What it means is that reptiles are ectothermic animals. We are endothermic. So most of us, unless you're a teenager, wake up with energy in the morning. We have our sleep, we have our brekkie, and maybe a cuppa, and we're ready to go. Whereas reptiles, they must gather their energy from an external heat source. And the largest heat source we know, of course, is the sun. So without a heat source to gather their energy, reptiles are very sluggish. They want to go to sleep. So that's why, you know, during the colder months, we don't get to see reptiles out and about in the environment. They have a big sleep, which is called brumation, where they conserve their energy and wait for, springtime so that they can have their chance to reproduce and, of course, fill their bellies. So without the sun to gather their energy, they can't digest their food either. So they're very different.
Hey, what do you reckon is the coolest thing about lizards?
Oh, gosh, there's so many cool things about lizards. look, I just think they're so fascinating and there's so many different varieties of lizards. We have five different, genres of lizards here in on the planet. And not all lizards have legs, believe it or not.
Ah.
A lot of people don't realise that. But we just have so many cool things about lizards, whether they have different adaptations. Some lizards are venomous, some lizards are poisonous. So, yeah, look, so many cool things about lizards. Where do I start?
What's the difference between a legless lizard and a snake?
Look, the head shape. And lizards all have an external ear, whereas snakes don't have an external ear. In fact, they can only hear very low-frequency sound. So for many, many years, they thought that snakes were actually deaf. It's been discovered in the last 15 years or so that they can actually hear, but very different to how we hear.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And what do you reckon, Nadia, is the biggest misconception out there about snakes?
Oh, look, snakes are so vilified, just extremely misunderstood creatures. They really are. And I think particularly here in Australia, there's so much to learn about snakes and so much that can teach us about ourselves as well. Snakes aren't out to get us. They really aren't. They just want to be left alone. And the reality is that snakes are responsible for very, very few deaths here in Australia each year. When we think about horses and kangaroos and dogs and cattle, we celebrate those animals. They're part of our culture and they're responsible for far more deaths here in Australia than snakes are.
Yeah, when a snake is scared, we see it as aggressive.
That's right. Snakes are defensive animals and often people mistake snakes for trying to look for a way out by advancing forward for them trying to chase people. And snakes don't chase people. they have no reason to chase us. They just want to get away. They're beautiful creatures. And we couldn't survive on this planet without them.
How so?
Think about us humans. We purchase our food from supermarkets. And who grows our food? It's the farmers. Snakes eat rodents, and without snakes in the environment, farmers couldn't grow their crops because they would be, you know, taken over by rats and mice. The droppings would certainly spoil the crops as well. So that's just one reason why snakes are so important for the environment. Gosh, snake venom and its properties are used in that many medicines and being researched for so many different cures now. There's just so many reasons.
Yeah, right. we'll leave that point there, but we'll keep talking. Nadia from Radical Reptiles is with me ahead of her demonstrations tomorrow at the Yankalilla show. I hear you rehome a lot of reptiles. Are they common pets, Nadia?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think particularly now people don't have the room around their home that they used to have. We're living in smaller spaces these days. I think reptiles are becoming more, well, definitely in the last 10 years or so, they have become more of a popular animal to keep in your home. But with that comes responsibility, and I think there needs to be more education around keeping these animals and off, you know, understanding how long these animals can live for. So, yes, we do offer a rehoming network, and I love to see reptiles go to a new home, a loving home. However, there are many reptiles that have been bought or purchased or, you know, introduced into a family on a whim, and often people don't understand that, you know, pythons can live for 30 years. Turtles, freshwater turtles, can live for up to 45 years. You know, it's a big responsibility. And, yeah, that's something that I'm really passionate about, particularly in my educational sessions, is talking to people about the lifespan and the individual needs of these animals.
Yeah, and people that love having turtles, what is it about having a turtle as a pet that makes them a wonderful companion?
Oh, look, I think they really are. I mean, they grow. You've got to understand that turtles don't grow to the size of the tank. They will outgrow the tank. And we have three species of turtle here in South Australia, which I'd love to have a chat about, their populations in the environment. But coming back to keeping turtles as pets, as I said, you know, freshwater turtles can live up to 45 years. So, yes, they make great pets. They're great for kids. You know, you can have them out on the lawn. They can walk around, all those sorts of things. But what people don't understand sometimes is that you can buy them from a pet shop and they're the size of a 50-cent piece. Well, they grow to the size of a dinner plate. You know, and so that turtle is going to need eventually a pond to live in. And where do you see yourself in 20, 30, 40 years? Are you going to be able to provide the needs for that turtle? Mm. You know, it's. I think we have three species of freshwater turtle here in SA. We have the Murray shortneck, the eastern long-neck turtle, and the broad-shelled turtle. And just touching on that, I think it's incredibly sad that, you know, they're facing a decline, a rapid decline. And really, we only have, we've lost between 70 and 90% of our freshwater turtles here in SA from their natural environment, which is a really sad thing. So I'm very passionate about getting young people involved in wanting to protect these animals in particular. You don't want to lose them.
Yeah, and you do that through your demonstrations and workshops. Tell us what you're up to at the Yankalilla show tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're going to have about 30 of our reptile friends with us tomorrow. We love the Yankalilla show. It's such a wonderful community show. So we're going to have a setup where we'll have our lizard pits. We'll also have our crocodile pond there and our turtle pond. We're going to be doing some demonstrations with pythons and allowing people to sort of get up close and personal with a python and perhaps touch a python for the very first time. So we're going to have lots of educational talks and sessions running throughout the day. So looking
Excellent.
Forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah, oh, that sounds fabulous. And we can find out more about you if we type in Radical Reptiles into Google with a C-O-O-L, of course, Radical. so lovely to have a chat with you today, Nadia. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, lovely. Thanks so much for having me. Great talking with you, Jenny.